This is the best of MZ. We're playing the greatest moments in MZ history since 2006. 2009.
Today, right now, Wes Davis, Erica Hoff, Jay Cooper, Alyssa Galindo. Who else is there?
B-Hamp.
B-Hamp.
Oh, B-Hamp's going?
Yep. They're on their way to this,
Twitter him.
This family's house right now. An ambassador for GMC's charity challenge actually showed up and said, hey, I'll donate this vehicle, this GMC vehicle that they're letting me drive
right.
and put all the toys in there. So GMC charity challenge is helping us out there. Just a lot of people that we have to thank here in a little bit. But
do you have to return it?
Yeah, they have to.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Lame.
They're letting us have it, and the guy's driving. We can't even drive it.
So a car company's letting us use one of their cars to like...
Put all the presents in. We didn't, because I mean, we have some pretty big gifts here, and we'll tell you about it here in a little bit. But I mean, not everything's going to fit in like any one of our cars.
Right. What car was this?
I don't know. Which one's sitting out front? What was it? GMC.
It's a Terrain. GMC Terrain.
Yeah. I knew that.
Is that a hot car?
I don't know.
I think it's a new car that's coming out in 2010.
Is it really? Like a station wagon.
Oh, this is a brand new one?
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome.
For those of you who don't know the story yet, I'm going to actually read Erica's press release. Where's my papers that were up here?
Probably right there.
Right there. Yeah.
God, amateur.
Yeah, I don't have all this ready. Erica Hoff, our producer, wrote this up. Jarrett Armstead, 9 years old, and his brother Jerome Armstead, 12 years old, both had their lives tragically altered on September 21st when their stepfather, Gary Green, brutally murdered their mother, Lavetta Armstead, and their sister, Jasmine Montgomery, and then turned the knife on them. Jasmine was 5 years old.
Oh,
yeah. Here's what this doesn't say, is he came home, took the boys to church, Jarrett and Jerome, came back home, stabbed the mother and the daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Went back to church, picked up the boys, came back, showed them the bodies of their dead mother and and sister.
Obviously, that's some type of...
There's something going on.
Yeah, because nobody does nobody does that.
Exactly. And how do you even think of something like that? So anyway, he shows him the bodies, and then he says, this is what I'm going to do to you. Takes a knife, stabs the 9-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Jarrett. And from what we understand, again, from the article, is that Jerome came in or was there and somehow talked sense into him. The guy decided that he's going to go ahead and turn himself in, and that was it. So
it's needless to say they've been through a lot in the last couple of months.
And so when we heard about this story,
that is a lot.
We decided this is the family that we wanted to help. They're actually living with their grandparents now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to the grandparents' house about 20 minutes south of Dallas and giving them
so
these presents.
So, it's about to rain on them.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. MZ Live. We'll check in on Wes here in just a few minutes. We are right in the middle of our Christmas wish list 2009.
Woo-hoo!
We're at the house, I believe, right now. Is Wes there? We got Wes?
Yeah, I'm here, dude. I'm here. I got you.
Cool. Where are you guys at?
Mike? We're right in front of the house, man.
Are you serious?
We're standing here. We're off to the side. Nobody can see us. We got the trunk popped. We got
so
all the
exciting.
Gifts ready to go.
We have our night vision goggles.
Here.
So you guys
ready to roll up in.
Cool. let's go ahead and do it. Let's make this happen.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Woo. Is B-Hemp dressed up as Santa Claus?
No, that would have been awesome,
what's
though.
That?
She asked if B-Hemp was dressed up as Santa Claus.
No, B-Hamp is not dressed as Santa. I'm sorry.
Lame.
All right, you ready? You ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, I'm going to roll to the door. You guys ready?
This is awesome.
Are we ready? I'm waiting. Oh, hold on, wait. I think I'm waiting on the camera.
Oh, okay.
Hold on one second.
Holy crap. I just tripped and broke my leg.
They're going to think it's like I'm there.
Send help.
Wow.
My leg, it really hurts.
I mean, that makes it sound like total publicity horse, doesn't it?
Wait for the camera.
Make it great.
We just want to document this thing.
Right.
Like, this is really cool.
We're going to have this video.
I wish you guys are to feel like the buzz around here is really cool. Like everybody's really excited. We're all kind of jumping up and down.
What, the cops show up?
Yeah, excuse me.
Who are you guys?
Oh, if the cops show up, it looks like we robbed a house.
Right.
I swear we're dropping this off.
So... We seem legit.
Camera on?
But yeah, give it a go. I'm almost ready to go. I'm still waiting on
I'm so nervous.
Camera stuff. I know this is riveting radio for our listeners right now.
No, this is going to get us a Marconi Award.
Actually, I'm getting anxiety.
Yeah, I am too. I am so nervous right now. I might pee my pants.
Why are you nervous?
You guys I don't
like waiting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're like...
This is like my first Christmas this year. And real Christmas is going to be my second
This is your
one.
First Christmas this year?
We're ready to go if you are.
Let's do this.
Awesome.
I'm gonna roll up to the door.
My stomach is in knots right now.
I'm walking in their yard. I'm back on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. I'm approaching the front door.
Oh my God, I'm painting my
nose. I'm closer to the door than I was 5 seconds ago. Now I'm ringing the doorbell.
Captivating. Nah, they live next to
us. It's Wes Davis. You want to answer the door? Hi.
That's great. Chair.
Yeah, awesome.
They don't know who I am. That's bad.
Scared. All right.
You have like a team song.
I'm Wes Davis with MZ Live. We're a radio show in Dallas, and we just wanted to see if we could drop off some Christmas presents a little bit early, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Is that cool? What's up? Yeah, we got a truck full. What's up? How are you guys doing? How's it going? Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Awesome. What's happening? Oh, I don't know what we're doing. I'm about to show you that. Give us a second.
I thought it was two kids.
We got a whole entourage rolling in the house. There's a bunch of excited kids.
Oh, I bet.
And
Christmas came early.
So, hold on 1 second. I'm going to pass the phone off to somebody, and you can tell them what's going on, Michael.
That'll work.
This gentleman right here?
That's my parents.
Okay, and what's his name?
Wes Brooks.
Okay, Mr. Brooks. Hey, I'm Wes Davis with MZ Live. I got a guy on the phone that wants to talk to you for a second. Is that okay?
Who is that?
Michael from our radio show.
Santa Claus from the North Pole.
Tell you about what we're doing here.
Hello?
Mr. Brooks, how are you doing?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We heard about your situation, that you guys went through a tough time, and we want to do something to help make your Christmas a little bit better this year. We put together a concert last week, and people donated money to buy the presents that we're about to bring into you guys. So we've got a couple of race cars in the box there. We've got a couple of DVDs. We've got a basketball, football. We've got a basketball goal. We also have a Nintendo Wii in there for these guys. We didn't forget about you guys. We know that, you know, it's probably a tough deal financially for you to inherit two kids like that. So what we did is we went out and got you guys some gift cards. We've got $250 to Walmart, and we've got a $50 gift card to Target for you, if that's cool. We've also got a couple little surprises for you, too. We've got Bounce House Buddies in Arlington is actually going to be donating a bounce house for a day just for you guys. And you can kind of call up, and whenever you're ready for a bounce house, they'll bring it to you. And we've also got a salon that's going to give you guys free haircut.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Much.
I
appreciate that.
Whatever we can do to help you guys out. I know it's not much, but we wanted to really help you guys out there.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
No problem. If you guys need anything else, definitely let us know. Is Wes around there anywhere?
Okay. Huh?
Is Wes around there? Thank you.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Wow.
I'm going to go take this over to BM and see if he wants to run some commentary, but this is awesome, guys.
Awesome.
It's pretty fun.
Cool.
Hold on 1 second.
These kids sound angry. I don't know. They sound mad.
You want to tell him what's up?
Hello?
What's up, B-Hamp?
Hey, what's up, y'all? We got to make this good. You know, his battery's low, but we're going in. We're going to sit by side now. We're going to sit by side and show the kids all the presents, you know.
Oh,
it's
man.
A lot of little kids here, too.
Really?
It's like 80 of them. Yeah,
we're
all having fun.
That's awesome.
We're all having fun.
Well, that's real cool.
They all hit the Ricky Bobby.
Really? They all know Ricky Bobby?
Bobby? Yeah, and he was eating some cookies.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow.
I don't know what they taste like, but they smell like they was really good. You know? And all the kids are out there. We're looking at the gifts right now.
Oh man, are they still in the vehicle?
Yeah, we're in the vehicle right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, with all the prisoners.
Get all those kids to hook you guys up.
Their phones just made a noise. I hope it didn't down y'all. But we're still going in, you know. BM's on the commentary. We got one step to the left, one step to the right. They both have gifts in their hands.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, B-Hamp, do they have a Christmas tree and everything inside?
Well, yes, they do.
Perfect. So that,
and the house is fully decorated.
Oh, even better. So that's more gifts for the tree, you know?
That's awesome.
You know, yeah, those never made by you.
This is some.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is some stuff out of a movie.
Hey,
yeah.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Got it. Guys, this is freaking awesome.
Are they opening presents already?
I mean, I opened the door and, like, we just got swarmed. And this is totally worth it. This is great.
Awesome.
Are they opening presents right now?
I'm getting sad. You can tell the country came out of my voice.
Well, yeah, are they opening presents? Because I thought I heard somebody say Bionicles.
We're getting presents out of the car. It's a lot of fun to watch this. I mean, everybody's really excited about it, and I think this is going to be a good Christmas for them.
Cool.
That's awesome. Really cool. That's really awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we'll let you go, because I know you guys got some stuff to do and shoot some video and stuff. This video is going to be available for viewing on Christmas Day. How cool is that? So you get to watch all this. God,
that's awesome.
That'll be awesome. I can't wait to see it. And guys, I'll see you back in the studio in a few minutes, okay?
That'll work.
Thank you, Wes.
Bye.
Bye, Wes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
2016.
See, last time we did this game with Bryce, we gave him the answers in the questions, and he still didn't get it. So this time, we thought, well, let's give him one-word answers. Or, you know, the question required just one word. That's it. You ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Does This Make You Feel Old? With your host, Michael Zavala. And now, here's your host, Michael Zavala.
Thank you, thank you. And welcome to another edition of Does This Make You Feel Old? Let's go meet our contestants. Contestant number one, what is your name?
Oh, hey, I'm Eric Starr.
And where are you from?
I am from Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers. contestant number two, what is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from?
Former Soviet Union.
All right. And contestant number three, what is your name?
Drew.
Drew, where are you from?
Greenland.
Greenland. Are you guys ready to play? Does this make you feel old?
Yes.
Woo!
How are you doing today, Bryce?
Good.
You nervous?
No.
All right. Let's
I'm
hear.
I'm convinced. Yeah.
Let's hear the theme of the day. You guys ready for the theme of the day?
Yes.
The theme is
Christmas.
Oh, well,
once
really?
Again.
Oh.
The theme is
Christmas.
Well,
here's
guess.
What we're gonna do. We're going to read off lyrics to Christmas songs, and we're going to leave out one word. You have to tell us what that word is. Now, the first lyric is...
He doesn't know it. No, I'm kidding.
Last Christmas, I gave you my blank, and the very next day, you gave it away. Let me read it again. Last Christmas, I gave you my blank, and the very next day, you gave it away. Contestant number one, does he know it?
I would say, no, he doesn't know it.
Contestant number two.
No, this is a more, slightly more obscure song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's still very popular.
Well, he's not the target demographic for that song.
All right.
I don't know it, so I'm going to guess he does know it.
Okay. All right. We got two no's and one yes. Bryce, do you know Last Christmas I Gave You My Blank? What is that word?
No, but it makes me think really dirty.
Yeah, I know.
Just what do you say mean? Whatever comes to mind.
I mean, come on.
One word answer. Give me what your best guess. You might be right.
We have a sensor. Say whatever you want.
I can say whatever I want.
There's a bleep. We have a bleeper.
There's one. It's just one word. Just say the one word you think it is. Last Christmas, I gave you my...
Krumpus.
I was going to say dick.
All right. That is actually incorrect. Oops, sorry.
Oh.
Incorrect. Eric has one, Sarah has one, right?
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Bryce won.
I knew it. I was to say, that's the Eric version.
Gay people think alike.
The remix.
Bryce, you are dressed very homosexual today, might I say. Eric, as a homosexual man, if you would have seen him walk into S4, let's say, would you think he was gay?
No.
Bryce is dressed like...
I would think he's in the wrong place.
Because, you get lost.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bryce is dressed like every time an old person complains about teenagers, this is the person they're picturing.
Exactly.
Okay. I like your Justin Bieber do, by the way, today. All right. Next lyric is, I'm dreaming of a blank Christmas with every Christmas card I write. The lyric is, I'm dreaming of a blank Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Eric, does he know it?
I would say no.
Sarah, no. Does he know
it? I'm going to give you a hint, though. It's not dick.
I wasn't going to say that.
Drew, does he know it?
It's Dick Christmas?
Dick Christmas.
I'm going to go with no also on this one.
Okay. Bryce, what are we dreaming of?
I don't know, but they're all dirty.
Give me the one word. There's one word. It's literally one. You can say anything. You say cat. One word.
Santa Claus.
That's right. Two words.
That's two words, but math isn't your strong point. Okay.
No, it's not.
It's I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
And that's a racially charged.
Yeah.
It's not. They don't play very much anymore because it's racially unpopular.
Right.
Now.
I say I'm dreaming of an American Christmas.
Ah. Right.
You don't say I'm dreaming of a Santa Claus Christmas?
No. Santa Claus Christmas. All right. Here's the next lyric. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your blank be light. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your blank be light. Contest
it's
number
not
one.
Dick.
I wasn't going to say dick. I mean, if it was, damn, your light's going to suck.
What?
What are you talking about? All right. Contest number one. Go ahead.
I don't think he knows it.
All right.
I feel pretty sure it's a no.
Okay.
Yeah, again, I can't remember the line, so no way he's going to know it.
All right.
Jingle bell.
Okay, that's, again, two words. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your
jingle
heart
be light.
Be light.
Never heard that one.
Mm. All right, you should know this one.
I think we should repeat the line with his word in it so you get the full effect.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your jingle bells be light.
That sounds good.
Yeah. No one wants a heavy jingle bell. Yeah.
Right. The next line is, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny blank. Sarah, give him the hint, please.
It's actually not dick.
Really? But it can be found at the gay club.
Right.
Damn it.
All right. Eric, does he know it?
I don't think he knows it.
Okay. Sarah, does he know it?
I think you do. You're putting like a pretty strong poker face, which makes you think you're holding in that you know this one.
All right.
Well, let's see you go. All right.
He knows it.
Bryce?
Knows.
That is correct.
Yes!
Wow. What's the score?
We had faith.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part.
I know.
All right. That doesn't really matter. We're all winners here.
Except for you.
All right. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. That is correct. You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not blank. I'm telling you why. Eric.
Oh, I think he knows it.
I'm trying to decide if I know it.
I know.
Do you know it, Sarah?
I was repeating in my head.
Of course
too.
I know it. Okay. I wrote these.
All right, that's right.
He doesn't know it.
I think you know it. Every time you put like a really strong poker face, I think you know it.
Well, it's like on the tip of my tongue.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah. You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not blank. I'm telling you why.
It's wrong. I think you have the written down
is
wrong.
It a one word or two
no,
words?
No, it's right.
Because I want to say two words.
It's one word. All these questions have one word answers. Again, let me repeat.
You don't have to.
Oh.
It's inherently wrong. It's watch out, and you said not. So you have the question wrong.
All right, so what is the correct one?
What?
Watch out.
You better not.
You better
no,
watch
that's
out.
A different verse.
That's oh, okay. A different verse.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's multiverse.
Such a long song.
It's a complex
song. You can remember
song.
All the ins intricacies yeah. of it.
So I'm just going to say hang on close because I don't know.
Okay,
it.
So let's read that with his answer.
Yep.
You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not Santa Claus. I'm telling you why. That is incorrect. I think is the correct word shout?
Yes.
Okay.
Shout?
You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. That's the correct lyric there.
That was easy.
When does the lightning round start?
All right, this one should be pretty easy for you, Bryce. Silent night, blank night, all is calm, all is bright.
No.
I'm looking at his face, he's just like, zoning out. I'm like, I don't think he knows it.
Santa Claus?
Is on the tip of your tongue again? Okay, he's like, no.
Eric.
No, he doesn't know it.
All right.
He doesn't know it.
Sarah?
No.
I'm going to agree with them.
Okay. What? It's a silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright.
You didn't even let him guess.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
What are you doing over there?
I'm sorry. It was going to be Santa Claus. So let me read it with his answer. Santa Claus, or I'm sorry, silent night, Santa Claus night. All is calm, all is bright. All right. I saw mommy blank Santa Claus
underneath the mistletoe last night. Eric, does he know it?
He knows something. I don't think he knows it. I don't think
he
knows it.
He has lots of ideas. Yeah, I don't know if any of them are right.
Yeah. I don't think he knows it. His mind's already going off like in a different direction.
It's not Santa Claus because Santa Claus is already in the lyric, by the way, just
that's
to help you
hint.
Out.
That's a good
Drew,
hint.
Drew, does he know it?
He doesn't know it, but he might. No, I'm going to say he doesn't know it, and his mind's just going to go right past it.
All right, let me read the lyric again, then you tell me what you think it is. One word. I saw mommy blank Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
So Santa Claus was mommy underneath the table.
Underneath the table?
Where did the table come from?
Yeah, that's the second verse.
Second verse.
That's incorrect.
As their relationship progresses.
Right. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night is the correct lyric there.
It's the mistletoe you kiss underneath the mistletoe.
Right.
Not at Bryce's house.
Yeah. You kiss underneath the table.
Man, what's going on with underneath your kitchen table?
Well, it's dirty because like it freezes.
Underneath your kitchen table?
It's dirty.
Like you pick out the one word you can take really wrong really easy.
But you have to remember these are traditional Christmas songs that kids sing.
Context.
Right.
Context.
I'm 20 years old.
Oh, man.
I'm not a kid.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Don't talk that way.
Kids singing songs. Do you think they would have a song that says, I saw mommy effing Santa Claus?
Yeah, in the future.
In the future. All right. Chestnuts roasting on an open blank. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Oh, Eric.
Can you take out nose too? Just like nipping at your
blank. Chestnuts roasting on an open blank. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
No, he doesn't know it.
No way.
He doesn't know it.
True.
His chestnuts are roasting on something. His chestnuts are roasting on something.
All right, Bryce, what do you think it is?
I don't know it.
We got to take a guess.
One word.
Chestnuts roasting on an open. You got to give me something.
Frozen ball.
Chestnuts roasting on an open frozen ball. Jack Frost dipping at your nose.
That's a good guess.
That is good, but incorrect. It's chestnuts roasting on an open fire. So
the keyword there was roasting.
Roasting.
How do you roast something?
Yeah. Do we want to do more of these?
Yes.
All right. We got three more. Have yourself a merry blank Christmas. May your heart be light. Have yourself a merry blank Christmas. Let your heart be light.
He doesn't know it.
Nope.
Drew.
Well, it's this one isn't Dick either, right?
Right.
No, he doesn't know it.
What do you think it is?
I don't even know what to say.
Have yourself a merry
jolly Christmas.
A merry jolly Christmas, may your heart be light.
That's your actually first solid guess.
That was actually a good guess, unfortunately, it is incorrect. It's have yourself a merry little Christmas, may your heart be light. But that was a good guess.
Okay.
I think you get a point for that one.
Yeah, let's give him a
point.
We're
grading on a curve.
Yeah. What more can I do? All I want for Christmas is blank. Eric.
It's not Dick.
Right.
Oh, I was thinking. See, I was even thinking that.
Of course you were.
No, he doesn't know it.
Sarah?
No.
Drew?
No.
All I want for Christmas is?
You.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Standing ovation.
Wow.
I thought it was my two front teeth.
I think that counts for 100 points.
You should win the game already.
Yeah.
The final question here. Snowing and blowing up bushels of blank. Now the jingle hop has begun. We'll start with Drew this time. Drew, does he know it?
This is from Jingle Bell Rock, right?
Right.
I don't. Well, what? One more time? I don't even think I know.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of blank. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Well, no, he does. I mean, he doesn't know it.
I think if the answer could be Dick, your mind gets so clouded.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you're right.
He just shuts down.
It messes with your thought process.
Exactly.
I think that's true.
Eric, what do you think?
I don't think he knows it.
Sarah?
I gave my answer.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't pay attention. I was thinking
about
something.
Sorry, it was like really nuanced and like highbrow.
It went over my head.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Bryce?
BJ.
That is incorrect.
I think it's with the blowing board.
Yeah.
Just kind of like.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of BJ. Now the jingle hop has begun.
That sounds right. That
sounds right. I mean, technically, he could be right because it's snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's for interpretation.
Yeah. All right. I don't know who won, but I think everyone who played the game won something, and everyone who's listening won something because it was a lot of fun. This has been Does This Make You Feel Old?
Thanks for playing. Does This Make You Feel Old? Until next time, thank you and good night.
Do you have any last words, Bryce?
Nah. Dick.
DJ.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas to everybody. It's Christmas Day when this show is released, right? 25th Monday?
Yep.
Okay.
Nobody's going to listen?
My vision is that people are going to be sitting around their fireplace or their Christmas trees, unwrapping presents.
And burning themselves, and throwing listening themselves to the show. Into the fireplace and committing mass
suicide. Isn't that sacrilegious?
Because they're listening to us?
No, that's
drive
my...
Drive everybody insane?
That's my vision, is that on Christmas morning, when all the family's getting together, the one thing that they're going to do, the one thing they're looking forward to... He's listening to this show. And I know that's what's going to happen.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's not going to happen.
But I can
Christmas, everybody.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to listen to us on Christmas Day. But that's why I'm saying Merry
You know what? If
Christmas.
You are listening to this show right now on Christmas Day, send us an email. We want to know.
Yeah, right now, and we'll read it on the air.
You know what?
Any email we get.
You know what? As further incentive, I will pick one of those emails that we get, and I will send them a Christmas gift.
Hey, on this week's show, we're doing a white elephant gift. We all have gifts on the show. I've got gift cards here for everybody. I'll pass those out later on.
I already gave everybody my gifts.
James didn't bring
and it. Well, see, Michael and I brought gifts for everybody, but then we also have a little pile for the white elephant later.
Yeah, all right. So we don't open up Dub's gifts first?
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Okay. I don't care.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's do it all at the same time.
And you can
I don't know what
me.
It could be.
I thought you
can
forgot.
Thank me
it's
later.
It's pretty heavy. It's a little square box. It's pretty heavy.
It's a fruitcake. The most disgusting looking fruit. The $1 fruitcake from Dollar General.
I'll give anybody $1 to take a bite.
Wow. I have never seen anything more disgusting than this.
Hold on. Everyone be quiet. I'm going to drop this on the floor from 3 feet up, and everyone listen to what this sounds like.
All right.
It's in a box.
What?
Horrible.
Wow, that is what's going into your stomach.
Maybe what's going into your stomach.
Well, I don't eat much these days. This looks pretty good.
My grandma made the best fruitcake in the world. And you know what the thing is about fruitcake? It was the best fruitcake in the world, and it was horrible.
Really?
Because all
did it look this bad though?
No, it looked really good, but it was. I mean, fruitcake is one of those things. You're like, yeah, that's a really good piece of fruitcake. Well, would you rather have an apple? Yeah. You know?
How about all the fruit put in one box of crap, and let's eat that.
I was thinking maybe later, you know, we could like give assignments on what you need to do your fruitcake. Like one of you could freeze it, one of you could burn it, and then the other could like.
And then 6 months from now, we'll see which one of them still. Alive.
Yeah, which one is actually.
How about we do this? This is going to be a major show teaser for this week's show. Coming up later on the show, somebody on the show is going to take a bite of the fruitcake.
Not me.
I propose this. We're going to have a contest sometime during the next month, in the month of January, and whoever loses has to take a bite of the fruitcake Christmas 2007.
That's good.
Ooh.
Let's do that.
Get Wes to eat it.
Yeah, Wes, something out. Wes doesn't have a good paying job.
You know,
so.
We could have an auction.
You know people what? We need to
bet,
do
or no? People could bet on which one could actually finish the fruitcake. Christmas.
What's this green and red stuff on top of that?
Fruit. That's the fruit.
Gummy bear fruit.
I don't know what.
I don't
kind
think
of fruit
it's actually
is.
Fruit. It's
like those dots. There's nothing. There's no worse candy in the world than dots. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
It's like you want the dots when you go trick or treating,
And then you grab the dots and you start eating them and you go, why the crap did I get this? Because it's all stuck in your teeth.
Dots are the gift that keeps on giving, because like a week later you can be like, oh man, there's something, and you're still getting a little flavor, you know?
Yeah. It's a whole dot stuck behind a mole you forgot about. Yeah.
And the ingredients, there's not one fruit.
Is it really? Ingredients.
Walnuts.
Wheat flour.
And retard spoilage.
Soybean oil.
Mm.
Milk. I like they highlight the important stuff on here. Do you see that? Everything else is like wheat, soybean, and milk are bolded.
And eggs. Walnuts.
Wow. I will. I'm going to take a bite later on the show.
This is the best of MZ.